Good morning. It's the 22nd of December, 2018, and today we have the Ace and Five of Wands, clubs, staves, rods, pool cues. Is it worth it? This new thing, this new person, this new job, this new idea you're so fired up about. This is a pretty strong pair of cards. Each on its own has all the passion of the suit of fire, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, and both want what they want and want it now. The aces are always new beginnings or the opportunity or offer of something new. In this case, feeling a new enthusiasm or passion for something or someone. That's how we know we're alive and still interested in life, so I always love to see this card. The potential of the ace is like handing you a match to start a fire or a seed to plant a tree. Today, the ace is on the left, and the giant hand in the sky reaches down from the clouds to hand us a flaming torch. Someone's all fired up and all turned on. Happy New Year! New ideas, new opportunities. It can be a rush, a great feeling starting over. Enjoy it. This card is wanting to get going already. Once that torch starts burning, it's pretty hard to control the fire. That's exactly the issue at hand. The argumentative, competitive Five of Wands shows us five humans engaged in some kind of conflict or negotiation. Each brandishes their own weapon, which is basically just a stick, and they look to be all the same size, so it seems to be a level playing field, as it were. It's not any sort of straight-out serious physical fight, just an ongoing pain-in-the-ass atmosphere of never-ending competition and posturing and defending and parrying like you do in fencing. Sir, you are a worthy adversary. Touché. Yes, your idea is a fine one, but what about this? It's a very aggressive male-associated energy. These five humans, when not at each other's throats, are actually a great team and could be a team of some sort. This card is often about co-workers or co-creators. Back and forth is what they do. It's their process. A lot of creativity here and potential for greatness. But they're not getting anywhere as long as egos are in the way again. Somebody's over it. The Ace of Wands has left the building, is on a plane and flying the hell away from all this, breaking away and starting over on his or her own. Or here's a whole new challenge and you're psyched about it, but there seems to be some back and forth as to how or when to make a move. Nothing is better than that spark of inspiration, the new idea, the fire in the belly, as they say. Speaking of, someone may want a baby and want one bad, and it may be the male that wants it more than the female. He's pretty worked up, if you know what I mean, all kinds of agitated. The Five of Clubs often represents inner conflict, the negotiators in your own head. Passion and fire and drive are all wonderful, but not without some kind of workable, realistic plan. And with the humans involved all feeling as strongly as they do about things individually, it doesn't look like anyone is backing down from their positions. Whatever this new exciting thing is, we all have to agree at some point on how to make it happen or how to proceed. This infighting is getting us nowhere, especially our inner conflict. Should you or shouldn't you? Too much trouble, says the sky hand, flying solo on a bank of white, fluffy, peaceful-looking clouds, away from the chaos. I don't need this, says the sky hand, taking his promising ace elsewhere. Five and one is six, the number of peace and karma, and removing himself or herself from the equation and starting over is his or hers and theirs. Leave the others to their petty bickering. Conversely, a group may be considering inviting you as a new member, and they're arguing about it. Some people in this group may not feel the need to incorporate any new ideas or members, especially if they're female. The Five, though, does warn that if you don't want to be in this situation again, whatever it is you do decide to do, may not be entirely smooth sailing either, unless you pay close attention to details, methods, timetables, and budgets. We are in Capricorn now. And especially your choice, if you have one, of teammates, co-workers, or romantic partners. This is fighting and makeup sex, and of course we all know couples who thrive on that sort of relationship. Correction, used to. Like that flying ace, I don't find your relationship to be as entertaining a spectator sport as you think it is. Bye, Felicia! There are 7-something billion people on the planet right now. I'm sure I'll find somebody else who won't give me such a hard time about every little thing. Happy New Year! You're hot, but not that hot.